Jesus and his disciples came to the other side of the sea, the territory of the Gerasenes. When he got out of the boat, at once a man from the tombs who had an unclean spirit met him. The man had been dwelling among the tombs, and no one could restrain him any longer, even with a chain. In fact, he had frequently been bound with shackles and chains, but the chains had been pulled apart by him and the shackles smashed, and no one was strong enough to subdue him. Night and day among the tombs and on the hillsides, he was always crying out and bruising himself with stones. Catching sight of Jesus from a distance, he ran up and prostrated himself before him, crying out in a loud voice, "What have you to do with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I adjure you by God, do not torment me." He had been saying to him, "Unclean spirit, come out of the man." He asked him, "What is your name?" He replied, "Legion is my name. There are many of us." And he pleaded earnestly with him not to drive them away from that territory. Now a large herd of swine was feeding there on the hillside, and they pleaded with him, "Send us into the swine, let us enter them." And he let them, and the unclean spirits came out and entered the swine. The herd of about 2,000 rushed down a steep bank into the sea, where they were drowned. The swineherds ran away and reported the incident in the town and throughout the countryside. And people came out to see what had happened. As they approached Jesus, they caught sight of the man who had been possessed by Legion, sitting there, clothed and in his right mind. And they were seized with fear. Those who witnessed the incident explained to them what had happened to the possessed man and to the swine. Then they began to beg him to leave their district. As he was getting into the boat, the man who had been possessed pleaded to remain with him, but Jesus would not permit him, but told him instead, "Go home to your family and announce to them all that the Lord in his pity has done for you." Then the man went off and began to proclaim in the Decapolis what Jesus had done for him, and all were amazed. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
When we pray with the scriptures, we're often told to enter into the scene. Imagine yourself there. And this is one of the gospel passages that it's just kind of fun to do that. There's so much going on. There's a man possessed by a demon with incredible strength. The Lord sends the demons into 20,000 swines go down the hill. And then we see the beautiful scene of this man being cured in his right mind once more. That Jesus steps in to that absolute chaos and sets peace and brings him back and heals him. But one of the most haunting lines of the entire Bible was in this gospel. After that kind of crazy scene, we see that peace and just the beauty of the man who's finally healed from being tormented by those demons. And it says the townspeople were seized with fear. Then it says they begged Jesus to leave them. After all that he just did, after curing this man and bringing him salvation that only Jesus could, they begged Jesus to leave them. It's just too much chaos. Jesus, yeah, you can take care of things, you can heal this man in a way no one else could, but we don't want to put up with the 20,000 swine. When you come, you bring too much mess. Jesus, when you come into our lives, there's too much shock. You just change too many things. So please, just leave. And sadly, that's our hearts far too often. Because there is no Jesus that's just tame. When Jesus comes into our life, he makes a mess of things sometimes. He will shock our system and he will tell us, "I'm gonna have to change some things." And it's always a good change. Always a change, a shock, a mess for our healing, But at the same point, there's no nice Jesus. It's only the love of Jesus that loves us enough to shake us out of our sinfulness, to shake us out of our comfort and actually heal us. We hear today in our first reading about the martyrs who the world didn't deserve. The martyrs were willing to let Jesus shake their lives. That when Jesus came into their lives, they just accepted him and let Jesus be Jesus to them. So much so that even when it was asked their lives, they surrendered and said, "Yes, Lord, I trust you even to the point of giving my life." The martyrs teach us to let Jesus be Jesus to us. When he comes into our lives and asks us to change our sins, when he makes a mess of things, we can say, "Yes, Lord, you know best. Please don't leave."